Happy Wednesday, July 31st, everybody. I'm your host, Tom Sepik, and you're listening to the first ever episode of the of Sports Unplugged podcast. And today's first episode is sponsored by Bono Fireplace and Chimney, one of 2024's upcoming fests. So get your chimneys all checked and inspected for the winter of 2024. And as we move on here, the first episode of the of the Sports Unplugged podcast, we'll talk a lot about the MLB, the NFL, the NHL. We'll also talk about the MLS. We'll talk about some college football, basketball as well, and we'll talk a lot about the NBA as well. So we have a lot to get into today, and hopefully you guys sit back, take a listen to this, and listen to this only if you want to. And as we move on here, we'll get into a lot of football talk today, some basketball talk, some little bit of baseball talk too, and because those are three major sports going on right now, but today it's going to be mainly focused on football for sure. So sit back, take a listen to this only if you want to, and we'll go from there. Moving on, the Hall of Fame game is tomorrow night. It's the Texans and it's also against the Bears. It's the Texans versus the Bears, and so it's going to be interesting just to see how those two franchises, they obviously added a couple pieces within the draft and the free agency. So it's going to be fun to watch those two throughout the regular season, those two franchises throughout the regular season. And I think if you look at Caleb Williams, I think he's more than willing to lead that franchise into some great waters in the NFC. I think that if you look at the Texans, I think they have a good thing going on with their offense with CJ Stroud and Stephon Diggs, and they have a couple of other pieces there too. So I would say the Texans are a threat to the Kansas City Chiefs, because their defense is gonna be pretty good. I have a feeling, with that linebacker Will Anderson, and they got a couple of other pieces, Henry Turu, at linebacker. So I would say if you look at this Texans team, I would say that they can be a threat to the Chiefs. I'm not saying that they're 100% to the Chiefs, but they can definitely do some damage in the AFC. The Bears, I think they're going to be a young team this year. They got some pieces. I think if you look at what they've done, in the draft and through free agency, I think that it's going to be fun to watch them. Obviously, I think the NFC North does not get the credit that it deserves. I think it's a tough division to play in. The Lions are getting better with Dan Campbell. I think the Bears will be better. I think the Packers will be good with Jordan Love. I think you can build some pieces around Jordan Love, and I think he'll be good to go, because I think Matt LaFleur is a really good head coach. I don't necessarily think he's a top 10 coach, but I think he's a very good coach. If you look at the Vikings, they're going to be young again, but I think they have one of the better wide receivers in Justin Jefferson. And then of course you got Aaron Jones, who's an underrated running back. And I think if you look at the Texans Bears, I think that's going to be a good step in the right direction for getting your younger players to play tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. in the Hall of Fame game. So it's going to be interesting just to see how what everything looks like in the NFC and then the AFC this year. I think if you look at the whole season, I think if you look at the whole league and the whole upcoming season, I think it's gonna be a fun football season as always, and it always is a fun football season. A lot of upsets, a lot of headlines. So I think if you look at let's start with the AFC, and particularly let's look at the NFC West first. Let's start with the Super Bowl champions, the Kansas City Chiefs. You have Pat Mahomes, you have Isaiah Pacheco, Travis Kelce. So I think if you look at that Kansas City team, I think they can get the three-peat. I think they're going to be more efficient and more effective on in the offense part of it. Defense, of course, you got Chris Jones. You got a couple of other pieces around Chris Jones, and I think if you look at Kansas City as a whole, I think that they're going to be in the right direction for the next 3-5 years, trending in the right direction in the next 3-5 years. So, and then if you look at the whole division, if you look at the Chargers, if you look at the Raiders, if you look at the Broncos, I think it's going to go to Chiefs, Chargers, Raiders, Broncos. I think that's how it's going to end up. I think if you look at the Chiefs, I think that they're going to be more efficient and more power offense. I think if you look at the Raiders, their defense has some pieces to it with Max Crosby, and they got some good big guys up front in the defensive line. If you look at the Chargers, I think they got some pieces with Justin Herbert. I think they got some pieces with Herbert. I know that they got a young new head coach. Now, also going back to the Raiders, I like what Antonio Pierce brings to the table. I think he's going to be a really good head football coach this year. I think he's gonna propel that team to do really well. I think that they can shock a lot of people, but I don't think they'll get in the playoffs. I think they win maybe seven, maybe nine games this year, but miss the playoffs. And then I only have the Kansas City Chiefs coming out of that division. And then if you look at the Broncos, I think Bo Nix is young. They got some good federal wide receivers with Cortland Sutton and KJ Hamler. But I think that if you look at those wide receivers, I think that you need more pieces to the puzzle. But going now to the AFC, let's do the AFC South. Of course, let's start with the Tennessee Titans. I think that people are going to overlook them this year. I got them as one of my sleeper teams just because I like what Will Levis is, and I like DeAndre Hopkins. I understand the competition is a lot tougher in the AFC this year than it is in the NFC and other teams, so it's not necessarily the Titans' fault. And what I mean by that is that they're going to be a good team, I feel like the Titans are going to be a good team, but they're going to struggle because they're going to place better teams than they are. So that's what I mean by I think that they're going to be a really good team, but they're just going to miss the playoffs. So that's what I mean by a sleeper team, I should say. So if you look at the Titans and you look at the Colts, you look at the Texans, you look at the Jaguars, this division could be up in the air because you got Anthony Richardson coming back, remember that? And then you got a couple of good pieces around Jacksonville with Trevor Lawrence, and you got a couple of good pieces around Anthony Richardson, and then of course you got some good pieces in Houston that we just talked about with Stephon Diggs, with Tank Dell, with Joe Mixon now there too. So I think if you look at their head coach, I think the Texans set CJ Stroud up to be a really good quarterback and to have good pieces around him. So I have the Texans winning that division though. I think it's going to be close between them and the Jaguars, but I think it's going to be the Texans coming out of that division and the Chiefs coming out in the AFC West, and the Texans coming out of the AFC South. And then if you look at the AFC. If you look at the AFC North, I think it's the toughest division in football. You've got the Bengals, you got the Ravens, you got the Browns, you got the Steelers, who all can compete. I think if you look at let's start with the Cincinnati Bengals. They have Joe Burrow coming back, Ja'Marr Chase, obviously. And then, of course, they got a pretty good offensive line. Special teams is always a good. They always have that Evan McPherson. He's a pretty good kicker. So if they can get him a good field position for most of the games, and they can get him a good field position. Zach Taylor, I've always liked Zach Taylor as a head coach. I think he's always been a good leader. And then if you look at the Browns head coach, Kevin Stefanski, I think he can be a Coach of the Year candidate along with Zach Taylor this year. I don't think Zach Taylor gets the recognition that he should get, or neither does Kevin Stefanski. Mike Tomlin, I think Mike Tomlin, he's a top three coach for sure. I think it goes Andy Reid, Mike Tomlin, and Kyle Shanahan and Sean McDermott. I'll give you my top 10 coaches, if not in this episode, and then the next. But I would say if you look at those, and then of course you got John Harbaugh, who's a top 5 coach. He can be a top 3 coach in some lists, but I think I have him in top 5 in my list. But if you look at these 4 head coaches, I mean, they know what they're doing. They're good leaders. They know the X's and O's. They've been around in the league for quite some time, so they know the chemistry. They know each other really well. So I think if you look at this whole AFC North, it's going to be fun to watch. Obviously, the quarterbacks are going to be fun to watch. The head coaches are going to be fun to watch. I think the one biggest question is, can Lamar get the ball rolling, and can he prove some doubters wrong? I think he can throw, he can run. Can he get past the big game? I think that's one question you got to ask yourself. Can he lead the Ravens to a Super Bowl and win a Super Bowl? But I think if you look at what the roster looks like right now. I think that they got a pretty good roster. You got Derrick Henry coming there. You got Kyle Hamilton on the defense side of the ball. You got some pieces around Lamar that can really help your team out. And John Harbaugh, with a head coach like John Harbaugh, I think you can. They're trending in the right direction for sure. I think if you look at the Pittsburgh Steelers, I think the one question is how's their cornerback situation going to look like, and how's their wide receiver situation going to look like. I think those are the two questions for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think if they can if they can stay healthy on the wide receiver part of it, or if they can get a good wide receiver, a top 20 wide receiver, I think that they can compete against the Chiefs and in the west of the AFC. They can compete against the Ravens, they can compete against the Chiefs, they can compete against the Bengals, they can compete against the Bills. But I think it's going to take a step back this year. But I think if you look at the Pittsburgh Steelers, those are the two questions. Browns, I think if you look at the Browns, they got a lot of good pieces. Nick Chubb, Deshaun Watson, on the offense side of the ball, some defense. They got that defensive lineman from the Vikings. So I would say if you look at this whole picture of Kevin Stefanski and what they're trying to do in Cleveland, I would say that they're gonna be in good shape in years to come. Maybe not this year, but in years to come, that they're only gonna get younger and more talented, or the Cleveland Browns. But the division ends. I got the Ravens, Bengals, Steelers, Browns. Ravens coming out of that division. And then if you look at the AFC East, I think it's gonna be an interesting division. I think if you look at the Jets, the Bills, the Patriots, defense is gonna be good. If you look at the Jets, the Dolphins, the Bills, and the Patriots, I mean, I think they could be like an AFC South almost toss up. I don't think the Patriots offense might not be there with Jake May, but I think Bailey Zappi might start Week One with Joe Mayo at the helm now. But I think if you look at the rest of the division in the AFC East, Josh Allen, I think the Bills will win the division. Josh Allen, he's just so big. He's just so strong. He's like a Ben Roethlisberger in my eyes. But I would say that if you look at the Josh Allen and if you look at in the rest of the Bills, I think they need some wide receiver help, just like the Pittsburgh Steelers, but in the AFC. In the AFC West, but they got that Keon Coleman, so it's gonna be interesting just to see how he grows and how he prospers. Sean McDermott, he's always a good head coach. He's always been a good, really good head coach. He's probably a top five head coach, I think, in my book. I'll give you my top 10 coaches right now, actually, because I'm talking about head coaches. So I would say Andy Reid's number one, and then I would say Mike Tomlin, two, from the Steelers, and then I would say number three, I'm going to put Kyle Shanahan, three. He's a good offensive-minded head coach. And then, of course, you got Kyle Shanahan, Sean McDermott, four, John Harbaugh, five, and then, of course, I'm gonna say Zach Taylor at six. I'm gonna say Kevin Stefanski at eight. I'm gonna say Mike McDaniel at nine, and I'm gonna say I'm gonna say maybe Shane Steichen at 10. I mean, I know that sounds like a bad list, but I would say if you look at the younger coaches and what they can bring to the table, I think that Shane Steichen got some big wins last year. I think if you look at Zach Taylor, I think he's been around the league, and I know he's probably winning. I mean, he's been in a Super Bowl recently against the Rams that they lost. And then if you look at Kevin Stefanski, he might be on the hot seat if they don't do too much this year. But I would say if you look at what the Browns can be, I think that they can be more than capable of winning the big games. So we'll just have to wait and see how everything turns out this year. Moving on, let's talk some basketball. I know we got into the Bills, we got to the Jets, let's talk about the Jets real quick. Yeah, the Jets, Aaron Rodgers, I mean, he's getting older, but he's still got a lot of good pieces. I mean, Sauce Gardner on the defense side of the ball, good defensive line, with CJ mostly at linebacker. And then, of course, you got a couple of good secondary pieces. But Aaron Rodgers, it all starts with Rodgers, I think, in New York. And, of course, you got Garrett Wilson at the wide receiver position. So it's going to be fun to watch the New York Jets. Of course, they got Breece Hall, the running back. And I think you got the New York Jets that can really put up some big wins this year. Eric Salah, he's another good head coach, football-minded coach. In my perspective, I think he's going to be a good coach to come. Oh, and one more thing. I think I forgot to add D'Amico Ryans to that list, too, from the Houston Texans. I think I'm going to substitute Shane Steichen out for D'Amico Ryans at 10. I think D'Amico Ryans last year, I think he should have won Coach of the Year if he didn't, but I think D'Amico Ryans can be Coach of the Year this year. Moving on, let's talk some basketball. If you look at the summer leagues, I think the summer league was a lot of fun this year. I watched a lot of it, and I was impressed with a lot of the rookies. Some rookies that I was impressed with was some rookies that I was impressed with. I was impressed with Bonnie. I was impressed with Dawn Connect, the two Lakers rookies. I was impressed with a couple of other rookies. I was impressed with a couple of the other rookies in the NBA. I was impressed with the Cavs. I was impressed with the Magics. I liked Alex Saar, Reed Shepard. I think that those were the two headlines that really stood out to me. I think that those were the two guys that really stood out to me. Was Reed Shepard and Alex Saar from France. And then, of course, you got a couple of other guys. You got the number one overall pick, Shaquille O'Rias. If you look at what the Hawks are trying to do with Trae Young and with a couple of the younger pieces, you gotta give credit to them. I think the Celtics are gonna be back stronger than ever. The Lakers, the Celtics are gonna be back ever. Well, let's look at the Eastern Conference first. I think the Celtics are gonna be back stronger than ever. I think Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown and Al Horford and the whole organization is well run. I think that they're going to be good, not just this upcoming basketball season, but I think they're going to be good for years to come, maybe 3 to 5 years to come. They got a lot of good rookies coming up. Jason Tatum really propels that team to do well. So does Jaylen Brown and they got a good front court too. I think the Heat are gonna be good. I think the Mavs are gonna be good again this year. It could be a repeat of the NBA championship next year because they got Klay Thompson. He's a really good 3-point shooter. Philadelphia's going to be good with Paul George. He can play defense, a little defense, little 3-point shot shooter too. So, he's a tall 3-point shooter, I should say, not a little one. But he can do a little bit of everything, offense, defense, rebounding. So, Paul George is a good piece to have with alongside Maxey and Embiid. I would say if you look at the West, you got the Lakers, you got the Mavericks, you got a little bit of fun things to watch in the Western Conference. I don't know. I think if you look at the Celtics and the Mavs last year, I think that those two teams really had good rosters, and I think that they had, and that's what propelled them to be really good, and to really good head coaches and Jason Kidd the Celtics guy, but if you look at Jason Kidd, I think he'll be back for sure. And I think if you look at the West Conference, you got OKC getting better, Denver getting better, Minnesota getting better, Dallas getting better, Lakers getting better, Kings getting better, Warriors will be back with Steph Curry, and then of course you got the Spurs who Victor Wembanyama and Stephen Castle now is going to be really good. So we'll have to wait and see how everything goes there. And I want to give you my top five NBA players of all time. I think you got to go with LeBron, because I think he's been his durability and because he's the most consistent point scorer in the NBA and what he's doing at age 39. I think he's putting up 45, 50 points per night. So last year, he's been putting up some high 30, 40 points, I should say, last year. So I would say if you look at what he's capable of doing, and then what J.J. Redick brings to the Lakers, he can bring really knowledge and good leadership. So Lakers are going to be fun to watch this year. But I want to give you my top five NBA players, and it all starts with him. And then number two is Michael Jordan. I think Michael Jordan, a lot of people have him at number one on their list, but I have him on mine at number one. Number two, number three, I have Magic Johnson. Number four, I have Larry Bird. And then, of course, number five, I have Kareem Jabbar-Jabbar. So, sorry if I pronounced his name wrong. But I would say those are my top five players of all time. I did promise some baseball talk, so I'll get into some baseball talk. And then we'll call it a day. I'll give you my top three movies of all time, and then I'll call it a day. So Let's look at the National League first, and then we'll go into the American League. I think there's more talent in the American League, but not that far behind it would be the National League. If you look at the Guardians, the Orioles, the Yankees, the Twins, the Royals, the Red Sox, and the Mariners and the Rays, I mean, those are the teams that will all probably make the playoffs. I would say the Guardians, the Orioles, the Yankees, the Twins are going to all make the playoffs. And then I would say if you look at the National League, the Phillies, the Dodgers, who are at 63 and 45, then the Phillies at 65 and 42, and then the Brewers, the Braves, the Mets, the Padres have a good lineup. I would say that those are the top couple of teams in the National League that will make the playoffs. If I had to give you, I don't want to speculate or don't like to speculate, but if I had to make a prediction on who's going to be in the World Series, and I don't like to make a prediction on who's going to be in the World Series, but I would like to see the Phillies and I would like to see the Orioles. Why? Because of pitching. I think baseball is a good sport because pitching makes it so good just to sit back and watch on a Sunday or a Friday night or a Saturday afternoon game. You can just watch good pitching and good hitting, good pitching, a little bit of everything. Honestly, baseball is considered to be the pastime, and I think it, rightfully so, because you can play a little bit of defense, you can play a little bit of offense. It's all important to the game of baseball, and there's just so much history, and it's there's a lot of historical athletes in there, like Willie Stargell and Curt Schilling and late Lenny Dykstra, and you got a couple of other guys. You got Willie Mays, you got Barry Bonds, you got Babe Ruth. So that's why it's the pastime, because there's so many historical figures and so many great moments in baseball. So that's why it's such a good sport to watch. So I want to give you my top three movies of my top three sports movies of all time, I should say, and I think it all starts with Sandlot, right? Because baseball, and that's a good example of good pastime, because Sandlot is a good baseball movie for sure. And then number three on my list, I got Green Eye Gang. That's a good football movie for sure. And Coach Carter at number three. I think those are my top three basketball. It's a basketball movie, so I try to give you guys a sample of each sport. So basketball, we talked a lot. Basketball, we talked football, and we talked baseball, and those are my top three sports of all time. So that's been a presentation of the first episode of Sports Unplugged. Hopefully you guys liked it. Hopefully you guys sit back, listen to this only if you want to. And hope you guys enjoy the rest of your Wednesday, and talk to you guys next time. And that this has been the first episode of Sports Unplugged, which is sponsored by Bonewood Fireplace and Chimneys. Get your chimneys all checked and expected for the winter of 2024. So, hope you guys liked it, and we'll talk to you guys next time. Peace, everybody. Have a good Wednesday.